I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont says he hasn't decided who he'll support to become the next Speaker of the U.S. House. The Democrats won back control of the House on Election Day by capturing an additional 26 seats across the country. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated she'd like to return to the office when the new Congress meets in January, but Welch isn't endorsing her at this point. He says he'll support the candidate in the Speaker's race who is most committed to making the legislative process more transparent.
For me, whoever the leader is, we have to make concrete steps towards decentralization of power, more power in the committees, and number two, a more open process where amendments are allowed, including offered by the minority. I want to make certain that that is a consensus among the Democratic caucus.
House Democrats are expected to choose a new speaker at a party caucus later this month. And Republican Governor Phil Scott won his re-election bid last night, but he may have lost some power in Montpelier. Democrats picked up a dozen seats in the Vermont House of Representatives, and that means Democrats and progressives combined now have veto-proof majorities in both chambers of the Vermont legislature. But Representative Tom Stevens of Waterbury says the Democratic gains don't necessarily mean lawmakers will be able to easily muster the supermajorities needed to override gubernatorial vetoes. Stevens says Democratic legislators have a variety of opinions on a range of issues and might not always be able to come together to override vetoes from the governor. Secretary of State Jim Condo says turnout Tuesday likely set a record for a number of votes cast in a non-presidential election year in Vermont. Condo says turnout this year was much higher because there were a number of contested races at the statewide and legislative level.
I would say it was an excellent turnout for a non-presidential year. That puts our percentage somewhere between 55 and 58%, but we believe that that will set a record for actual number of votes cast in a midterm election.
In 2014, the most recent non-presidential year, roughly 41% of Vermonters cast ballots. Condo says a surge in early voting was also a factor in the strong turnout. The Secretary of State's office will formally certify the election results early next week. Two Act 46 merger proposals were on Tuesday's ballots, and voters rejected both of them. In the Orleans Central Supervisory Union, six of the seven towns said they didn't want to merge, and Barry Town rejected a merger proposal while Barry City approved it. State Board of Education Chair Krista Hewling says the board will have to make its own decision about whether to force the districts to merge later this month. And the Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, partly cloudy south, a few rain or mountain snow showers, lows in the mid-30s to low-40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.